All right. Good morning, guys, and welcome back to the Off Balance podcast with Amelia. So I do apologize. It's been a bit of a hectic week. So Friday, I am posting this podcast. Let's just cut right to the chase. Last Friday, I was let go of my position as a group trainer and daily operations manager, as well as business partner. So it's been a lot to take in. I'm not even sure if I've really dealt with it yet. There's a lot of emotions behind it. So, yeah. This week I moved out of my home, moved into my boyfriend's house and my parents' house. So I'm in between homes right now. I'm still positive that everything's going to work out. I'm a little bit shaky. I don't really know how to take it all in. Again, I'm not asking for pity or sympathy. It's a lot on my plate right now. So a couple weeks ago, it was pretty rough. I was in some low points. I was going to podcast, but again, you guys didn't need to hear that. It was really kind of hard for me even to get out of bed. Major depression, and I was lucky enough to reach out to a group called Don't Keep Your Day Job, and I spoke with a few people from this group, and Stacy really helped me through some pretty tough times. She's a life coach there, so I was very, very grateful for her and being able to express my feelings and my thoughts and my ideas. And we worked through some stuff together. So I was very grateful for that. As you know, these past few months, I've been opening up a business, a fitness studio with two business partners, husband and wife, and it's been a struggle. People say that opening up your own business is a struggle, but I didn't know it was to this extent. Emotionally and communication wise, and just learning a lot about myself and the way another person works. So I wasn't happy with the schedule that I was having and being treated just as another employee and not what we agreed as partners. So I presented a new business plan to my business partners, and I guess they just didn't take it as I would have liked them to. I then woke up on Friday morning kind of hoping that I was going to get fired. Isn't that weird? But I was kind of hoping that I didn't have to quit that day or have to describe my business plan. I was kind of just checked out at that point. And I just had a gut feeling that this conversation wasn't going to go as I wanted it to. So we had a meeting Friday around 1 o'clock, and I spent the whole morning organizing my thoughts and my ideas to present a new business plan of how to make it a successful business within a new community and strive for the best, as well as take a bit of load off from our personal schedules and make it just flow a little bit easier. I taught my noon class and texted Stacy and said, like, I'm kind of freaking out right now. So I took some deep breaths and gathered my thoughts, and she helped me through getting back to a neutral zone. So that was good. Big shout out to her. And we went into the meeting and they cut right to the chase and just said, this isn't working. We're going to terminate our partnership. Sign, done, deal. Had all the papers ready, and I'm out. So best of the worst case scenario, the best happened of the worst case scenario. Yeah. Now it's just on to the next step. We ended on good terms, so again, nothing against them, but I'm still pretty angry about it at this point. I was at on Friday as well, but, you know, such is life. I even went to the class on the Saturday just to say goodbye to some of the members and chit-chat with them. I ended on good terms with the other employees. I called them and said it was a mutual agreement. I don't want anything bad against their company or how they run their business. So I totally respect them that way, and I hope that they are successful. But now that it's been a week, I gave myself a week to be upset and angry about it, and now I have to move on. So I thought that today would be a good day to podcast about it because I need to move on from this chapter. I do still hold a lot of anger, just I think because I poured my heart and soul into this project with these people, and there was no way that this is going to work out. And I thought that this would be my future and my career, and I would be able to sustain and live and do this job for a number of years. Like, this was a long-term goal, and it's just gone. I worked my butt off to try to make everything move smoothly throughout this process of building a business, and I definitely learned a lot of lessons not to get your emotions involved. And, you know, it's hard for me because I become so passionate about what I do. So some people look at that as a negative, and some look at that as a positive. I just have to be able to find my balance in that. I also don't like being told no, and that is something I have to work on. But it's not that I don't like being told no, it's I need a reason for I need a reason. I need to know why you're disagreeing with me. I need facts, and I need to know why your idea is better. So I need a solution to that no. And not a lot of people can give that. They just don't like to hear my ideas out, or maybe your ideas out, and that's hard to deal with. So I like a conversation versus just a brush off. And there's a lot of brushing off. So the whole experience really pushed me to my extremes. Again, emotionally, physically, mentally, financially, personally, my relationships with my family and my boyfriend and my friends. I was negative all the time, and I couldn't kick it. I couldn't see the positive side of anything out of this business. And I thought I was still making a difference, and I thought I still had to stick this out because that's what I had to do. It was my salary job. I'm making a living. I'm moving forward with my life. This is what everybody's doing. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is by the books. It looks good on paper. I have to stick this out. Well, it's part of my French, but fuck that. It wasn't worth it. It was not worth it. It's not that I regret the experience. It's just I learned a lot during this experience, and I'm really happy that it's done and over with. I would love to give a shout out to my boyfriend Chris and my mom and my dad and my brother and sister and my cousin Kat and my friends that helped me get through this point. Emily, Paige, thank you so much for just talking to me and, you know, showing me that there is another side, and maybe I'm not able to work for anybody else or whatever it may be, but I have to stay positive, and it could always be a lot worse. Thank you for even the strangers that reached out to me and just helped me push through, gave me some positive ideas. And to Richard as well for keeping me sane. He's a business mentor of mine. Again, I really appreciate everybody's help through this. I still need help, as I'm sure every single person in the world does need help. But getting to the next step. Right now, I'm just planning to take it a little bit easier. So, what can I do for you? What can I provide you? With this whole experience, I believe that every single person has to stay true to themselves and their beliefs. And if you really really believe in what you're doing is a good cause or something you're passionate about, stick to that and stick to what you believe in. Don't let others get wrapped up and try to change your thoughts and change your ideas, because it's going to eat you alive. Like, it really, really will take a toll on you. There, you're going to find a way to make this work, whatever it may be. Reach out to your family, reach out to your friends, reach out to strangers, join Facebook groups, listen to podcasts. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and YouTube videos, and trying to find inspired, creative people that have the same mindset as you, because they are out there. You're not just stuck with this small group of people in your little area. Like, we have a huge world. Take advantage of it. Reaching out to strangers is massive, because they provide a third party insight, and they don't know you personally, so they're just trying to get to know you and know your story and say, either suck it up or deal with it, or, you know, you got to change your mindset, or you got to keep your mindset. They're just kind of there to play an equal playing ground, sorry guys, it's early. I just wanted to get this podcast out there, because I knew that I have to stay true to this. So the struggle is real. Starting a business is definitely not easy, but I don't think it's as hard as people think. I think that your communication with your business partners is the most important thing. And you can read blogs and interviews, and I have, and I've listened to, again, podcasts about it. So your business partners are so important. Communication is so important. And knowing how to communicate and the right tools you can use to communicate, whether it be email or meetings or text or conversations, casual conversations, you have to find something that works for you. And unfortunately, myself and my business partners never found that, and that's what was the struggle. But it's so important. As soon as you have that communication and you feel comfortable with one another, that will make your business run so much more smoothly, and effectively and efficiently. So how to find the right business partners. I believe you have to know this person inside and out, and you don't know this person until you work with them. So maybe starting a side hustle together, or it being your coworker or your friend, where you've started a project and you succeeded in this project. But I think that you should truly work with someone before you get into business with them. You have to understand their work ethic and your work ethic, and what your flaws are and what their flaws are, and what your positive skills are and their positive skills are, and be able to mash them together and form this great thing, versus just jumping in and saying, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, because it doesn't get you anywhere. We're all good at something and we're all really bad at something, so you have to be able to work and mold with your business partner. Whether that be two or three people, I still honestly believe that three's a crowd. That's an old saying, but maybe you can find ways to work it out. Before going into business and signing your done deals, make sure you have everything laid out in front of you and ready to go. I learned that there is a process, but you have to know how the process flows. And I didn't know that. I just kind of jumped into it, which was, I'm kicking myself for, but my legal documents never came in on time. And again, a bunch of red flags, but I should have had these things solidly signed deal in front of me before getting into this. And know what your roles are before opening the business. So delegate your roles properly. Literally start from a day-to-day task of what you're going to do and how you can delegate these roles. And these things can change, mind you. Just focusing on, again, what your strengths are and what you can provide, and then give roles and determine what's going to work for you. And if you want to do them, be clear about what you want to do and what you're good at with your business partner. Again, I'm learning from all my mistakes. So these are things that I wish I knew before getting into this, or now that I'm at this point where I don't have a job. They're so important, and you learn this in everyday life as well. With your career, you have to know what you can take control of. And sometimes it's too much on your plate, and you have to be able to say and communicate properly with your manager or your boss or your partner and say, I can't do this anymore. I need help. So learn how to delegate your roles and have solutions to every problem before presenting the problem. There's always a solution. Yeah. So what's next for me? These, again, are just going to be short little tidbits of podcasts before I start getting the ball rolling. What's next? Well, I moved in with my boyfriend and my family, which you've knew. I finished painting the outside of my apartment that I was living in. I said that I would help my landlord do that. She was going to pay me again. The deal didn't work out. She couldn't afford to, so I just did it. And hopefully that helps her out a little bit. I'm taking the month of August. I'm not a person to celebrate my birthday, but it's my birthday month, so I'm just going to take it easy this month. I have a lot of backcountry camping trips planned up in Algonquin Park. Camping trips planned. I am driving out west with a girl that I met at the gym. She got a new job out there, so she needs a co-pilot. And that's going to be me. So that's exciting. We're going to do that at the end of August, so I hope to take my camera along and take some good photos, really connect with nature. I know that sounds so lame, but that's kind of my happiest place, is just being out in nature, doing some soul searching a little bit. I also need to start looking for work. I think I'm going to just find a little part-time job on the side just to keep me afloat and pay my bills. I'm so grateful to be able to move in with Chris and my parents, between both of them. This is all really positive things that moving forward, it wasn't that clearly my position with the fitness studio wasn't meant for me. I don't know if I'm going to explore that chapter again with fitness and helping people in that form. I do really enjoy helping people, but maybe I can find another way to do so, whether it be life coaching or I have no idea at this point. I'm a little bit of a lost soul. I even looked at beekeeping. Oh man. I laughed at myself when I found that. But yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. Again, I apologize for not doing this on a particular time. Just know that it's been a bit of a struggle of a week. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to stay positive and moving forward. All right. Good morning, guys, and welcome back to the Off Balance Podcast with Amelia. So I do apologize. It's been a bit of a hectic week. So Friday, I am posting this podcast. Let's just cut right to the chase. Last Friday, I was let go of my position as a group trainer and daily operations manager, as well as business partner. So it's been a lot to take in. I'm not even sure if I've really dealt with it yet. There's a lot of emotions behind it. So, yeah. This week I moved out of my home, moved into my boyfriend's house and my parents' house. So I'm in between homes right now. I'm still positive that everything's going to work out. I'm a little bit shaky I don't really know how to take it all in. Again, I'm not asking for pity or sympathy. It's a lot on my plate right now. So a couple weeks ago, it was pretty rough. I was in some low points. I was going to podcast, but again, you guys didn't need to hear that. It was really kind of hard for me even to get out of bed. Major kind of depression. And I was lucky enough to reach out to a group called Don't Keep Your Day Job. And I spoke with a few people from this group. And Stacy really helped me through some pretty tough times. She's a life coach there. So I was very, very grateful for her and being able to express my feelings and my thoughts and my ideas. And we worked through some stuff together. So I was very grateful for that. As you know, these past few months, I've been opening up a business, a fitness studio with two business partners, husband and wife, and it's been a struggle. People say that opening up your own business is a struggle, but I didn't know it was to this extent. Emotionally and communication wise, and just learning a lot about myself and the way another person works. So I wasn't happy with the schedule that I was having and being treated just as another employee and not what we agreed as partners. So I presented a new business plan to my business partners, and I guess they just didn't take it as I would have liked them to. I then woke up on Friday morning kind of hoping that I was going to get fired. Isn't that weird? But I was kind of hoping that I didn't have to quit that day or have to describe my business plan. I was kind of just checked out at that point. And I just had a gut feeling that this conversation wasn't going to go as I wanted it to. So we had a meeting Friday around 1 o'clock, and I spent the whole morning organizing my thoughts and my ideas to present a new business plan of how to make it a successful business within a new community and strive for the best, as well as take a bit of load off from our personal schedules and make it just flow a little bit easier. I taught my noon class and called Stacy, or sorry, texted Stacy and said, like, I'm kind of freaking out right now. So I took some deep breaths and gathered my thoughts, and she helped me through getting back to a neutral zone. So that was good. Big shout out to her. And we went into the meeting and they cut right to the chase and just said, this isn't working. We're going to terminate our partnership. Signed, done, deal. Had all the papers ready, and I'm out. So best of the worst case scenario, the best happened of the worst case scenario. Yeah. Now it's just on to the next step. We ended on good terms, so again, nothing against them, but I'm still pretty angry about it at this point. I was on Friday as well, but you know, such is life. I even went to the class on the Saturday just to say goodbye to some of the members and chit chat with them. I ended on good terms with the other employees. I called them and said it was a mutual agreement. I don't want anything bad against their company or how they run their business, so I totally respect them that way, and I hope that they are successful. But now that it's been a week, I gave myself a week to be upset and angry about it, and now I have to move on. So I thought that today would be a good day to podcast about it because I need to move on from this chapter. I do still hold a lot of anger, just I think because I poured my heart and soul into this project with these people, and there was no way that this is going to work out. And I thought that this would be my future and my career, and I would be able to sustain and live and do this job for a number of years. Like, this was a long-term goal, and it's just gone. I worked my butt off to try to make everything move smoothly throughout this process of building a business. And I definitely learned a lot of lessons not to get your emotions involved. And, you know, it's hard for me because I become so passionate about what I do. So some people look at that as a negative, and some look at that as a positive. I just have to be able to find my balance in that. I also don't like being told no, and that is something I have to work on. But it's not that I don't like being told no, it's I need a reason for I need to know why you're disagreeing with me. I need facts, and I need to know why your idea is better. So I need a solution to that no. And not a lot of people can give that. They just don't like to hear my ideas out, or maybe your ideas out, and that's hard to deal with. So I like a conversation versus just a brush off. And there's a lot of brushing off. So the whole experience really pushed me to my extremes. Again, emotionally, physically, mentally, financially, personally, my relationships with my family and my boyfriend and my friends, I was negative all the time, and I couldn't kick it. I couldn't see the positive side of anything out of this business. And I thought I was still making a difference, and I thought I still had to stick this out because that's what I had to do. It was my salary job. I'm making a living. I'm moving forward with my life. This is what everybody's doing. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is by the books. It looks good on paper. I have to stick this out. Well, it's part of my French, but fuck that. It wasn't worth it. It was not worth it. It's not that I regret the experience. It's just I learned a lot during this experience, and I'm really happy that it's done and over with. I would love to give a shout out to my boyfriend Chris and my mom and my dad and my brother and sister and my cousin Kat and my friends that helped me get through this point. Emily, Paige, thank you so much for just talking to me and, you know, showing me that there is another side, and maybe I'm not able to work for anybody else or whatever it may be, but I have to stay positive, and it could always be a lot worse. Thank you for even the strangers that reached out to me and just helped me push through, gave me some positive ideas. And to Richard as well for keeping me sane. He's a business mentor of mine. Again, I really appreciate everybody's help through this. I still need help, as I'm sure every single person in the world does need help. But getting to the next step. Right now, I'm just planning to take it a little bit easier. So, what can I do for you? What can I provide you? With this whole experience, I believe that every single person has to stay true to themselves and their beliefs. And if you really, really believe in what you're doing is a good cause or something you're passionate about, stick to that and stick to what you believe in. Don't let others get wrapped up and try to change your thoughts and change your ideas, because it's going to eat you alive. Like, it really, really will take a toll on you. You're going to find a way to make this work, whatever it may be. Reach out to your family, reach out to your friends, reach out to strangers, join Facebook groups, listen to podcasts. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and YouTube videos, and trying to find inspired, creative people that have the same mindset as you, because they are out there. You're not just stuck this small group of people in your little area. Like, we have a huge world. Take advantage of it. Reaching out to strangers is massive because they provide a third-party insight, and they don't know you personally, so they're just trying to get to know you and know your story and say either suck it up or deal with it, or, you know, you got to change your mindset, or you got to keep your mindset. They're just kind of there to play an equal playing ground. Sorry, guys, it's early. I just wanted to get this podcast out there because I knew that I have to stay true to this. So, the struggle is real. Starting a business is definitely not easy, but I don't think it's as hard as people think. I think that your communication with your business partners is the most important thing. And you can read blogs and interviews, and I have, and I've listened to, again, podcasts about it. So your business partners are so important. Communication is so important. And knowing how to communicate and the right tools you can use to communicate, whether it be email or meetings or text or conversations, casual conversations, you have to find something that works for you. And unfortunately, myself and my business partners never found that, and that's what was the struggle. But it's so important. As soon as you have that communication and you feel comfortable with one another, that will make your business run so much more smoothly, and effectively and efficiently. So how to find the right business partners. I believe you have to know this person inside and out, and you don't know this person until you work with them. So maybe starting a side hustle together, or it being your coworker or your friend where you've started a project and you succeeded in this project. But I think that you should truly work with someone before you get into business with them. You have to understand their work ethic and your work ethic and what your flaws are and what their flaws are and what your positive skills are and their positive skills are, and be able to mash them together and form this great thing versus just jumping in and saying, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, because it doesn't get you anywhere. We're all good at something and we're all really bad at something, so you have to be able to work and mold with your business partner. Whether that be two or three people, I still honestly believe that three's a crowd. That's an old saying, but maybe you can find ways to work it out. Before going into business and signing your done deals, make sure you have everything laid out in front of you and ready to go. I learned that there is a process, but you have to know how the process flows. And I didn't know that. I just kind of jumped into it, which was, I'm kicking myself for, but my legal documents never came in on time. And again, a bunch of red flags, but I should have had these things solidly signed deal in front of me before getting into this. And know what your roles are before opening the business. So delegate your roles properly. Literally start from a day-to-day task of what you're going to do and how you can delegate these roles. And these things can change, mind you. Just focusing on, again, what your strengths are and what you can provide, and then give roles and determine what's going to work for you. And if you want to do them, be clear about what you want to do and what you're good at with your business partner. Again, I'm learning from all my mistakes. So these are things that I wish I knew before getting into this, or now that I'm at this point where I don't have a job. They're so important, and you learn this in everyday life as well. With your career, you have to know what you can take control of. And sometimes it's too much on your plate, and you have to be able to say and communicate properly with your manager or your boss or your partner and say, I can't do this anymore. I need help. So learn how to delegate your roles and have solutions to every problem before presenting the problem. There's always a solution. Yeah. So what's next for me? These, again, are just going to be short little tidbits of podcasts before I start getting the ball rolling. What's next? Well, I moved in with my boyfriend and my family, which you've knew. I finished painting the outside of my apartment that I was living in. I said that I would help my landlord do that. She was going to pay me again. The deal didn't work out. She couldn't afford to, so I just did it. And hopefully that helps her out a little bit. I'm taking the month of August. I'm not a person to celebrate my birthday, but it's my birthday month, so I'm just going to take it easy this month. I have a lot of backcountry camping trips planned up in Algonquin Park. Camping trips planned. I am driving out west with a girl that I met at the gym. She got a new job out there, so she needs a co-pilot. And that's going to be me, so that's exciting. We're going to do that at the end of August, so I hope to take my camera along and take some good photos, really connect with nature. I know that sounds so lame, but that's kind of my happiest place, is just being out in nature, doing some soul searching a little bit. I also need to start looking for work. I think I'm going to just find a little part-time job on the side just to keep me afloat and pay my bills. I'm so grateful to be able to move in with Chris and my parents, between both of them. This is all really positive things that moving forward, it wasn't that clearly my position with the fitness studio wasn't meant for me. I don't know if I'm going to explore that chapter again with fitness and helping people in that form. I do really enjoy helping people, but maybe I can find another way to do so, whether it be life coaching or I have no idea at this point. I'm a little bit of a lost soul. I even looked at beekeeping. Oh man. I laughed at myself when I found that. But yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. Again, I apologize for not doing this on a particular time. Just know that it's been a bit of a struggle of a week. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to stay positive and moving forward.